speaking.
Good morning. Welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. I am Sandy Ingham, Prairie's consulting minister. If this is one of your first times here, we will have a chance to, you will have a chance to introduce yourselves a little bit later on in the service. And as we always say, if this is one of your first times here, please come back more than once because our services can be quite different. Example, this morning is different. We don't usually use the tables. Sometimes I do the service. Sometimes people from within the congregation do the service. Matt Tedesco's on next Sunday, I believe. A little infomercial there for you, Matt. And often people from outside the congregation do the service. Prairie aspires to be a welcoming congregation, welcoming you no matter where you are on your life journey, no matter your abilities or your inabilities, no matter what your spiritual beliefs are, no matter your ethnicity or your gender or your gender preferences. We have a few announcements. Thanks, Al. It is circle dinner sign-up time. Two clipboards are in the lobby, in the foyer, and you can also look at your order of service for more details. Choir rehearsals begin Sunday, September 25th at 8:45 in the Annex Building. Everyone is welcome. If you would like to sing but haven't in the past, talk to Barb Park, who is somewhere.
Different
Barbie. Well, they talk to you, but you might not have that answer. Talk to Barb Park, who will appear a little bit later to help us in some singing. Or just show up, as Barb says. The First Unitarian Society Women's Alliance wants to issue a special invitation to us. I think any UUs are welcome, or anyone is welcome, to attend the Women's Alliance. But they are having their annual fall luncheon Wednesday, September 14th at 12:30. It is not at First Unitarian. It is at Heritage Oaks, which is part of Oakwood. Is that correct? Oakwood West? Wherever West is. If you want more information about the program, we'll put this up, and or you can talk to Shirley?
Fran,
of course. I knew you, almost 40 years ago. It is important also to note that you have to make a reservation. The cost is $12, and as I said, we'll put this up because I don't expect you to remember how to make a reservation, or we'll put it on the table out there. Actually, I have several more.
Okay.
This morning's offering will be shared with Habitat for Humanity. I would like to just take a moment to mention the artwork up here. Many of you might think it magically appears. It does not. We have Kathy Converse to thank for gathering it and putting it up and getting it all to look great. And I want to tell you, when I was in here during this past week, it looks really strange in here. It took me a while to figure out what was different. It was no artwork. Mechie, what did you want to say?
Right circle, the Bernardo circle,
I'm sorry, I should have had you use the mic, but I think I got it. There are a whole bunch of nice, really neat things that Mechie brought that are in the foyer.
Free for taking.
Free for the taking. Parents, it's time to register your children for this year's religious education programs. And here are the registration forms. Yes, you can do this on
line, but we're also passing it out. So hands up, please, if you need one. I want you all to note that this is very cleverly designed by our wonderful administrator, Dan, so that you can take off the last page, the back-to-back page, and what you will then do, sure, thank you, after you take that last page off, is put it on your refrigerator. Unless you have one of those refrigerators that doesn't take magnets, in which case you should get another refrigerator. Yes, you can do this online, but we thought it might be helpful if we actually passed them out. And that last page explains the policies and procedures followed in our religious education program, and you might want to refer to those things during the upcoming year. This is an intergenerational service, which is one of the reasons why we have the tables. And this, of course, is our annual in-gathering service. So now we will have the opening words, and we have a very special young person reading the opening words. Well, she's not so young anymore. She's Jessie. And that would be Jessie Garst.
Our lives are made up of small moments, sharing a meal with friends or family, wondering about a question that puzzles us, giving help to another, listening to a person and being listened to, talking with another about something that makes us sad, an embrace, a smile, a touch, offering a thought that might help, just a little, to make sense of it all. Our gathering here is just a small moment. It is a small thing we do in gathering, yet it is significant. May we affirm and celebrate the moments that we share here today.
Please join me now in singing our opening hymn, number 361. Stand as you are willing and able to do so. I know it's a little awkward, and feel free to move around. Read the chalice words. Blake, would you and your dad come up? And Dawn, would you, a slightly not quite as young person, like the chalice? They're right here. And you know what? You need the box to stand on.
Yeah. Flaming chalice, burning bright, Now you share with us your light. Maybe we always learn to share with all people everywhere.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. Will you do it again for me sometime?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's me, Andy. Sorry. Now, a story. A story about summer, about visiting people, about love and laughter with families, the ones that we did not pick, that family. This story is told by a little girl who seems to live in a three-person household, her brother, and her mother, oh, and their dog. This is also a story about finding joy in difference. Different landscapes, different households, with different ways of doing things, different foods. But difference is a good thing. Experiencing differences helps us, I believe, become more human. So I could walk around, because I have what Penny calls the diva mic. Or I think for this one, let's have the younger folks come up front, get them moving around. There'll be another story later. Come on up. I know you're out there. Oh, Blake, I guess you didn't have to go back and sit down, did you? The relatives came. Some of you might have experienced something like this over the summer. It was the summer of the year when the relatives came. They came up from Virginia. But we never really quite learned where they came up from, but we might be able to figure it out by how long it took them to drive there. They left when their grapes were nearly purple, but they weren't quite ready to pick. They had an old station wagon that smelled like a real car. I'm sure what that means. And in it they put an ice chest full of soda pop. Some places in the United States call it soda. Some places call it pop. I guess some places call it soft drinks.
Or Coke.
And they also had boxes of crackers and some bologna sandwiches. But up they came from Virginia, and they left at 4 a.m. It was still dark. Not even the birds were awake. And they drove all day long and into the night, and while they traveled, they looked at the strange houses and the different mountains. And they thought about their almost purple grapes back home, and they thought about Virginia. But they thought about us, too. Waiting for them. So they drank up all their pop or soda, and they ate all those crackers, and it doesn't say they ate all the bologna sandwiches, so maybe they didn't, and traveled up all those many miles, and then they pulled into our yard, and then there was much hugging. Those relatives just passed us all around the car, pulling us against their wrinkled Virginia clothes, crying sometimes. They hugged us for hours. It seemed like hours. And at last, we went into the house, and there was so much laughing and more hugging and so many shining faces. And you had to go through all these groups of people just to get to the kitchen. We don't have a very big house. And then, finally, we got to eat a big supper. And we all walked around the table 2 or 3 times, and we were all in groups of 2s and 3s. And then it was time to go to bed, but we didn't have enough beds for all those relatives. But that was okay. Some of them squeezed in with us, and the rest slept on the floor, and some had their arms thrown over the closest person, and some had an arm or a leg across the next person. But you know what? It was different going to sleep with all that different breathing. And the next day, we worked on chores, because my mom and my brother and I can't get all those chores done. And the relatives stayed for weeks and weeks. But they did help. fix things that needed to be fixed. There's a whole bunch of things in this picture. And they helped us however they could. They ate up all our strawberries and melons. And then they said we could eat up all their grapes and peaches when we went to Virginia. And I think there was a lot of music, too. Somebody's playing the guitar. Somebody's playing the fiddle. Somebody's playing the banjo. But none of us thought about Virginia much. We were so busy hugging and eating and breathing together. But finally, after a long time, the relatives loaded up that ice chest and they headed back to Virginia at 4 a.m. And we watched the relatives disappear down the road, and we waved to them until we couldn't see them any longer, and then we crawled back into our beds and went back to sleep. And the relatives drove on all that long way, and while they traveled along, they looked again at all the strange houses, and they thought about their dark purple grapes waiting at home to be picked in Virginia. But they thought about us, too, and they thought that we would probably miss them, and they missed us. And when they finally got back home in Virginia, they crawled into their silent, soft beds. And they dreamed about the next summer. Now, just don't let it move for a minute, okay? Because we're going to sing you not out of the room, because you're not leaving the room this morning. You're staying up here with us, which is great. But we're going to try a new song. We're not singing Farewell, Good Friends. We're singing number
413.
And so once we get started singing it, you can go back to your seat.
Shall I play it through first?
Yes, and I just want people to know that we are going to experiment with different tunes to sing the children out and not always use Farewell, Good Friends. And we is not me. Personally, but the program committee and Barb Park, our choir director, and others. Okay, so Eileen will play it through once, and then there's a note about singing May the Spirit of Love Surround You in that second line, and then we'll sing it all together. And then, Barb, do you need one other person to help you in the round? Yeah, we're doing two rounds. I mean, two different songs as rounds. So this is the first one. No,
yeah. Yeah, it helps if there's one person for each part.
I agree. So,
okay, and I'll play it through.
Wait till we start to sing. You can stay up there if you want to. Well, let's sing it in.
Once together, twice as round.
Sure. How do you want to divide the room?
Okay. Let's put those tables in one part, and then this front table with these people in the other part. And this group will start in this group.
Point the direction, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yes.
So all together.
Let's sing it all together. Another one later, which I emailed people about. Okay. Would Doug Cook, Cindy O'Neill, and Leah LaBear?
LaBar.
It's French. Oh, pardon moi. Please come up, if it's easier for us to go to you, we can do that. Okay, and I need either Dawn or Ava. Ava's going to do the mics part of the time also. She's going to help with the mics, Dawn. But you can do it now.
They're out doing
the
sand.
Huh?
The kids are out doing the sand.
Moving
the sand.
Yeah, I got that.
She's not here to do the mics.
Yeah, I got that. I just didn't know they were leaving. Intergenerational service, you know. Okay. So, Dawn, I can certainly come back there, too. Leah, why don't you just go back there?
Sure.
Okay. Anyone else from the membership committee who is here just want to raise your hand so we have some idea of who's on that great committee? Thank you, Heidi and Aaron. Now, you three have chosen this family. You have made a conscious decision to be a part of the Prairie family, and the membership committee has little gift packages for you, but without chocolate. Sorry about that. And, you know, we always like to remind you that now that you've signed the book, you're eligible officially to be on the board or to chair a committee. Sort of a joke, but anyway. These are the jokes. And this is for you. You two hopefully you can share. Well, you're certainly welcome. Now, it's of course, always an honor and a pleasure to welcome new members into Prairie. But we have a custom that if you're comfortable doing so, you could tell us a little bit about how you got to this place and this space. So, go right ahead.
I guess I'm going first. I knew of the Unitarian Universalist movement through a friend of mine who had... Okay. Now am I coming through? Yeah. I knew about the Unitarian Universalist Church through a friend of mine, but I was always too busy to attend. I had a job where I worked weekends. And when I left my job, I started to think about that. And that's when I looked up and found your community. And then when I arrived here, or we arrived here, I just loved it. I loved everything about it, and I still do. It's learning about the principles. I'm gradually learning about it, and I had a compliment from Doug's son about it. He says, "I'm really glad your journey is taken there, and you're joining the church because you have both been happier since you've been there." So I want to thank you all for that, and it's a privilege to be here. It really is.
Thank you.
I guess the easiest way to put this is was I missed her. We've gone to some other different churches, but we really like this place the most, so you're stuck with us.
Family, you know.
Well, as you all know, my mom's a member of the church already, and growing up, I actually went to an evangelical church with my aunt, and, that was... not right for me. So I really love all the people here, and I love how happy it makes my mom, and it makes me happy too. So that's it.
awesome.
Welcome. Everybody else can do their hugging in a little bit. To be in. Can somebody get the kids? Because we wanted them to share their hopes and dreams. Thank you. I want to thank Carl Wacker, who's not in here, and Paula Tashars for creating these weaving frames for today's sharing. This, things like this just, you don't want me to even attempt. You were invited to bring small objects that symbolize a hope or a dream that you have for Prairie for the upcoming year. Well, if you forgot to bring something, which is fine, or you could not really find anything that you thought was suitable, I think we have ribbons. Then we have pipe cleaners. The ribbons have morphed into pipe cleaners, which is probably easier for you to use. This is a special place, as you all know. This is an extraordinary place. And one of the reasons that it is such a place is that we try not to be an exclusive place. How did we get this way? Well, all those free thinkers, all those who have called themselves Unitarians, all those who have called themselves Universalists throughout all of human history have brought us to this special place, this beloved place. 1 year from now, on September 17th, 2017, Prairie will celebrate its 50th anniversary. We are the children and the descendants of all those who came before us during those 50 years. And aren't we the lucky ones? So today we mark the beginning of yet another year at Prairie. Come up as you feel so moved to do so and share your hopes or your dreams for this coming year. I suspected that if there are any joys or concerns that can be woven in, and Eileen, you might have some, but they're... It's up to you. Yeah. Okay. For this coming year, please come forward. And actually, Ava's going to run do the mics on the other side of the room. If you each want to do one, would that work? Because we kind of recruited Ava there. So Ava, do you want to go? One of you can come over here. So don't be shy.
Hi, I'm Ann Pryor, and I want to wish joy in all kinds of forms for Prairie for the coming year. And to symbolize that, I brought a flyer from a project I did this summer that I find joy in many, many, many different ways. And this brought together the joy that I received from travel, from adventure, from work, from work going well, from making new friends, being in a new place, connecting with old friends, exploring new cultures, swimming every day. Just all kinds of joys were wrapped into this one project. So that's what I wish for Prairie, joy all year long.
Thank you.
Well, I wish for more monkey business in Prairie this year. And that means fun and fellowship and making new friends with each other or deeper friendships by participating in the social activities that we have and getting the kids and the adults together more. So I think monkey business is a great thing for Prairie.
And making more soup?
Oh, yeah. Not too surprisingly, I brought some music because I love to weave music into our programs and into my life. This happens to be something that I copied from one of the things I picked up at the UU Musician Network conference, where I brought back stacks of new music for the choir.
Yes, please.
I'm Barbara Park.
Say your names, please.
So are we alternate? Oh, I'm sorry. Let you go ahead.
We're being pretty, you know, informal.
I'm Mechie Butler. I'm hoping that Prairie can help to bring more peace to the world and more kindness to other people, especially this terrible racism that we have these days. So I made a little sort of a dove.
I
have a yarn and scissors and some ribbon here for anyone who would like some extra weaving assistance. I'm Paula, and I'm chair of the RE committee, so I guess it's sort of predictable that my dreams and wishes are connected with that. But we're very excited about the curriculum and the growing RE program. And I hope that you can all feel connected to it, and if not, maybe do something to be more connected to it, because it is the future of this church, too. And also, it's a double dream. I want to continue the theme of family. I had such wonderful family get-togethers this summer, and I had wishes for continued strength of community in this church.
I'm Eileen Nettleton, and Cheryl Robinson and I are co-chairs for the Caring Committee. And first of all, I want to thank all the members of the Caring Committee who are just amazing. If you could please put your hands up. Linda is here today. Erin is here today. And Pam is here today. And Dean Schroeder and Cheryl Robinson are not able to be here today. And what we hope for is that you continue to be an amazing, caring congregation, because we cannot do it with just us, and so we really appreciate all of the information from you and the support from you. And I think we're going to be actually asking people if they'd like to be sort of part of our support groups to back us up. So you may be hearing more about that.
Thank you.
I'm Mary Mullen, and I forgot to bring anything, but I brought something else, which serves a purpose. I'm going to lay it on the table. I'm kind of the chair of the history committee, and I hope we get our book done and our CD done before the 17th of September next year. I'm sure we will, but we're going to have to work really hard on it now. People have been giving us pictures. We've been asking some of you to write things for us, and most of you have written that we've asked have written some things, and other people we have to ask over and over and over again, and we hope they do come through. But one of the things we've gotten is pictures, and probably none of you would, many of you would not recognize this one. This is Terry Prudlow and Tony Prudlow when they got married in 1981.
Oh, wow. I think I officiated.
And then here's another one. Well, let's see. I'll show it to somebody that might know who it is. He doesn't know. Oh, maybe he does. No. Pat Cotley, who was an RE director here, and Peg Stevenson. I don't know if she was ever RE director.
RE chair.
RE chair. And we have a lot of other pictures like this. I'll just show one more of people who have been well-known in our history. Do you know who these people are? Dolita Shapru. And I bet you know this other person. Not Dolita, the other one. Lois Hagstrom, who did our symbol of the prairie smoke. Okay, so I hope that these memories that you'll be reading about and the history you're reading about will give you a new sense of what prairie has been and what it can continue to be.
Now, don't forget, if you're younger, and that doesn't, those pictures maybe don't mean anything to you, and I mean younger as in our current RE program, you are invited. Don't be shy. Ava, you can say something about what you hope for the coming year if you want to, or any of the younger people. That's why we invited you in. So let me think about that for a couple minutes. And let's see. Penny or Pam?
I want to piggyback on what other people have said. My name's Pam Gates. And this is a wonderful, caring community, and I agree with that. And I hope that, piggybacking on the words that Blake read, that we learn to share with people everywhere. Our Social Action Committee's been doing some good things with Allied and with maybe getting a circle of support started for a former prisoner, a returning prisoner. And I hope that we have the wisdom to carry all this out. And I'd like to see us further along in all this 1 year from now.
Okay. Yeah. I sense a theme of the committee chairs.
Speaking
as the program committee chair, I agree that Prairie, one of the most wonderful things about Prairie is the community. Except for one time for the program committee. And that's the start of the service. Yeah. Granted, the acoustics in this room don't lead to whispering conversations. And maybe we don't have awe-inspiring windows that take the breath away from you and lead you into a hushful setting. But I would request that people honor the bell a little more, and I'm hoping for that in the future, and maybe thinking of more ways to remind folks. Because the people, we are not only blessed by our community, we're blessed by talented folks who do the preludes for us. And while I know they appreciate the applause you give them, I think they would appreciate even more attention. Yeah. So I hope for in the future more consideration of our talented folks that do our preludes.
I have a fourfold here. The first one is a crochet hook, and I would encourage creativity, and I'm really impressed by all the wonderful contributions, and I hope we keep stimulating people to eat their powder milk biscuits and be creative. And this is a counter. Anybody who knits, there's numbers on both sides. You can increase the numbers. So I hope we increase the numbers of people on one side and increase the pledges as treasurer on the other side. And the little measure in the middle is for the board, and I hope that we inch by inch, row by row, achieve all the things we want to achieve this year. This is a piece of duct tape with the word broken on it that I just took off that table. But I know the table's been fixed thanks to the housing and property. And I hope that we continue to work really hard to maintain these two great buildings we have.
Hi, I'm Ann Urbanski, and I'm here as myself and as the resident. I like to think of myself as the resident first principal UU because I'm big, really big, on the inherent worth and dignity of every person. And one of my big hope for this year relates to our status as a welcoming congregation. Now, this was something that we achieved in the mid-1990s. We did a lot of work to get to that. And now what we want to do is update that, because the UUA has some ideas on how we can be more welcoming to lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and other people who are of different gender identities and sexual orientations. And, you know, no matter who you are and who you love, you should be welcome here. So my hope for this year is that we will do the work that we need on the Welcoming Congregation update, so that we can get this really cool icon that we can put on our website to show people that we are up to date.
My name is Randy Converse. I'm a co-chair of the Housing and Property Committee with Jim Line, and Al Nettleton helps us out, and Mr. Camp helps us out. I'm not too nervous. Couple of echo sentiments. One is I hope that our work through the Social Action Committee, our influence as individuals and as a group, can be more known. We're doing a good job, but I think the world needs to know that we're in this together with lots of other people. The other thing, again, housing and property, I hope that we can continue to maintain the ambiance of this cozy little community with the funds that you folks generally give us, and I hope we can wisely use those funds to do that for you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Leah. You guys just met me earlier. I just wanted to say that I'm really looking forward to meeting all of you and you all to get to know me. And I am really shy at first, but eventually I will open up and not be so, you know, 25-ish. So, thanks.
So, I'm Erin Bosch, and yesterday I was out garage sailing Midvale Heights. Had a huge garage sale, and there was this one sale where this woman had just tons of framed platitudes. I did not purchase any of them. They were overpriced. But I did write two down because they reminded me of today. One said, across the top, it says, think before you speak. And then down the side, it's got think written, and it says, T, is it true? H, is it helpful? I, is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? K, is it kind? If none of these, is it worth saying? I thought that was a good one. Then the other one I liked was, think deeply, speak gently, love much, laugh a lot, work hard, give freely, be kind.
Hi, I'm Faith. I'd like to see us reach out a lot more to the neighborhood we're situated in. I'd like to see us be more of a resource to the neighborhood, to have more members from the neighborhood belong to the church. I've been trying to organize like a women's group here in the neighborhood, and people are very hesitant about coming here because it is an all-white congregation. But I think we can get over that if people are reached out to, and I think that would be a wonderful thing to have people from the neighborhood just be able to walk in here and be a part of us.
Thank you.
I'm Lynn Curry. I did not bring anything today, but there's nice little sticky stuff at the tables that can be formed into lots of different stuff. So I'm Lynn Curry. I have a sticky blue thing that looks a little messy, but you kind of look at it a little more closely, and there's some beauty to it. Things are the parts of it are heading in lots of different directions, around and around, kind of in and through. This is a complicated place with lots of really amazing people who sometimes inspire, sometimes sort of get my blood going a little bit. And I think from time to time about where I want to be and who I want to be around, and I always come back to wanting to be here because I love every one of you, even sometimes when people kind of make me go, ugh, right? It's a place where I know I can be myself, even if I'm not being open about being myself. I know that if I were to sort of be loud about who I am, I would be welcome too. It's where I can and sing and forget the words and start over again and be okay. It's where my it's okay if my boys aren't here for a while, but it's okay when they stop by. So,
thank you. All right, Gary, wrap it up.
Well, I don't know if I can wrap it up. But
this was not planned to have the president of the board wrap it up, but why not?
I would like to say that I hope that Prairie can just be itself. I've come to know the people, and it's wonderful, and it's very welcoming. And when we just do what we want, what we think of doing, without inhibition, we do very well. I have urged at times in the past that we get more involved in social activities. I'm not sure if that's right. But I think we do it because each and every one of us do it. I would note that Pam earlier commented that she wore her wisdom T-shirt because she wants to be active in the prison system reform. And I suggested that she could get your attention better if she took the T-shirt off and left it up here.
Well, not commenting. What I will say is that I'm sorry that we didn't push the young people more. But what we, Paula, maybe you and I can suggest to Holly that they do their sharing of what they want for the coming year for the RE program downstairs at some point. So then maybe they can bring that upstairs when they're comfortable saying that. Thank you, Eva, for taking the mic around. You can hand it to Dawn now, if you don't mind. I'm going to skip some things. Oh, I'm going to skip one thing, but not yet. So please join me in reading responsive reading number 444. I will read the regular type if you would read the italicized part. This house is for the ingathering of nature and human nature.
It is a house of friendships, a haven in trouble, an open room for the encouragement of our struggle.
It is a house of freedom, guarding the dignity and worth of every person. It is a house of truth-seeking, whose scientists can encourage devotion to their quest, where mystics can abide in a community of searchers.
It is a house of art, adorning its celebrations with melodies and handiworks.
It is a house of prophecy, outrunning times past and times present in visions of growth and progress.
This house is the cradle for our dreams, the workshop of our common endeavors.
Now, I'm not quite sure how you folks taking the offering will figure this out, but I know you will figure it out. And I remind you that we are sharing the offering with Habitat for Humanity. Thank you. in this room and as Unitarian Universalists goes beyond this room, of course, and this community, because we are part of the wider world community. And beyond that, we are a part of the earth and the universe. Three of our seven principles speak directly to this. You can look that up later, but it would be the fifth, sixth, and seventh ones. There is sometimes a concern among Unitarian Universalists and others about how and when to use, and even if to use, rituals and stories from Native American cultures. Are we co-opting traditions of Native peoples? And if so, is that a bad thing? And how is that a bad thing? Well, I'm never quite sure how to respond to that concern, and I'm certainly not going to get into it right now, except to say I believe that we would be poorer as a white culture if we ignored the traditions and folklore and the stories of other cultures. I would hope that when we use or turn to other cultures for help in understanding what it means to be human and how we arrived as humans at this place where we currently are, that we would do so respectfully and that we would always try to be very clear about attributing material to the correct sources, and that we would also try to be clear about why we are using something from another tradition. Are we borrowing, in quotes, from other cultures for our own selfish reasons? This is an ongoing conversation, and as I said, one that we will not resolve today. That said, I am now going to share a ritual. I'm going to skip the second story because of the time element. I'll use it at another time, of course. But I'm going to share a ritual that comes from several Native American peoples. I will also say that this was given to me last week by a member of the Ho-Chunk tribe, who actually got it in Machu Picchu. Okay. Yes. We are all children and descendants of all peoples who have ever walked on this earth. All of us, from long ago, from right now, from ages to come, all of us are children of Mother Earth. Some cultures have much to teach those of us who don't have a long tradition and long histories of respecting Mother Earth, such as this white culture that we most of us in this room grew up in. Those of us who have not perhaps realized how precious Mother Earth is. So we, as you know, because you're sitting here, because presumably you've read your newsletters and all, we are not sharing water this morning for a number of reasons, but we are going to call the directions. So, that said, I invite you now to relax further into North American traditions, Native American traditions, to tap into the feeling part of your being. The next few minutes are not meant to be an intellectual and only in your head activity, but an emotional, sacred, mostly in your heart time. We do this ritual of calling the four directions to gather energy and love for our upcoming year from all directions. After each call, we will respond with the chant, "Gathered here." This is the second one that I eventually want to do as a round, which is number 389 in your hymnal. I'm going to attempt to sing it alone, well, with my lead playing the melody. That's all right. I'm not doing it for a few minutes. The first time, after we call the powers from the east, then we'll sing it together after calling the south and the west and the north, and then after that last direction, the north, when we come back to the center, we'll sing it as a round. So please stand, either in body or in spirit, and face the east after you help me figure out where east is. Oh, right. Face the east. The powers of the east represent air and the beauty of dawn. Think of places to the east where you have perhaps lived or visited, or maybe you have friends or relatives east of Wisconsin, across Illinois and Indiana and Ohio and Pennsylvania, maybe
You have even been as far east as the Atlantic Ocean, and maybe beyond. Bring to mind those memories of places and of people who live east of us, and think of those memories of time spent with loved ones or time spent in beautiful places in the east, and say those names out loud of places and people east of us if you are inclined to do so. Pennsylvania.
North Carolina. United Emirates.
Jerusalem.
Paris.
England.
Massachusetts.
Iraq.
Yemen.
Atlanta.
Winona Drive.
One example, we think of oil spills there, and we give thanks for loving people and to the powers of nature, both of which are making it possible for beautiful waters to be clear again. Think of places to the south of us where you have lived or visited, or where you have friends or relatives, and honor your memories of times with loved ones and beautiful places in the south. Again, say the names of places and of people if you wish to do so.
Mexico.
Homosassa.
Iowa. San Jose, Florida. Texas. Texas Park.
Texas.
New Orleans.
Costa Rica.
Cuba.
Ecuador.
Venezuela.
Brazil.
Represents the power of water. Think of wonderful bodies of water to the west. You may have visited some of them, or you may have heard or read about some of them. Think of the long-time drought in California, the fires raging there, and feel sorrow for our continued failure as humans to hear what Mother Earth is trying to tell us. Think of people in the west whom you know, or have known. Think of the memories associated with those dear ones, and say their names if you want to. Say names of people and or places in the West. Lift them up out of memory.
The
California.
Australia.
Vancouver.
Texas.
Gail and Molly.
Boise, Idaho.
Judy and Max, Sunnyvale, California.
Japan.
Allied Drive.
Sally Wright.
Bobby Bieber.
China. My great-grandson in Idaho.
Yes, please. Gather. Represents the power of stone and mountain. Remember that the north is also home to water, as are all the directions. Think of the Arctic Ocean and the ice that is melting too fast there, and the urgency we need to feel about changing how we treat the earth. Think of places north of us where you have lived or visited. Or think of friends and family you know or have known who live north of here. And once again, call on your memories of these places and people. Say their names.
Canoeing in the borders of Canada and the U.S.
Capitogama Lake.
Lake Superior. Alaska.
The center of your tables, I guess, which is home to the spirit of all that is, ever was and ever shall be, and the spirit of community represented by us being gathered here this morning. Let your mind call up friends and family members who are no longer with us, but who have left us with gracious, beautiful memories, and of course, with their love. Call out their names if the spirit of life urges you to do so.
Lois.
Annie. Betty.
Rachel Sabria.
Lori Joyner.
Lois Hagstrom.
Pat Watkins.
Lita.
Lita.
Lori Bond.
Yes, Lori Bond. And now we will attempt together here as a round.
Same two.
And we don't need to sing it through because we just did. Oh, I'm just keep time. Okay.
We just did our start.
Possibly embarrass her, but Fran Bicknell, it's so wonderful to have you with us, even if you came to advertise. It was a good advertisement. And remember, we'll put something up about the Women's Alliance meeting. So that's Fran, whom, as I said, I've known for almost 40 years. Anyone else? Not Trillian. No. then please join me in singing our closing hymn, number 347. The closing words, please.
May the peace of flowing water be with us. May the beauty of starry skies be with us. May the warmth of companionship be with us. And may the miracle of this world in its fullness bless us this day and each day of our lives.
Go in peace, greet your neighbor, and we'll have a great year, I'm sure.